welcome to the first ever Bash's broadcast. This is the Hammer. Speaking here live from Burchett's house. I'm here with two of my brethren. One of them being Tank Andy Scott.
Hi,
oh, Andy, I tell you what, he's sporting a nice haircut tonight, I'll tell you that. And the other one I'm here with is Neil Burchett Watkins. We've got a lot of things on the agenda tonight, a lot to get through. But first of all, we're going to do a segment which we call Call for a Runner, and that is call one of our older brethren who has left the shores and headed home. So,
and where better place to start than Basher number one?
Basher number one, Paul Howard. No.
Mr. Turner.
We'll have to cut that. Basher number one, Paul Turner. A legend of the Bashers, and someone we all remember. So we'll give him a ring and we'll see what he's been up to. You're going to have to cut out that Paul fucking Howard.
Hi, you've called A Touch of Class.
Touch of class.
If you'd like to get back to us with your fantasies and
so Shrek's shoot. Doing a bit of moonlighting.
Right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
You are a fucking loose unit, Shrek, mate. But it's all right.
Well, of course, for those of you who don't know, Shrek here is Basher number one. And this being...
Numero uno, sorry.
This being Basher's broadcast number one, we thought we'd ask you, well, it was appropriate that we call you, and any tidbits from the old days, mate, from the long-forgotten days back in 2004?
Well, funny enough, I was trying to think back about what actually did happen, and it was funny that God was involved. Bryson, I met a priest at the beginning of 2004, and this is just as we're getting the teams together, and the Bashers didn't even have the name. We were just called, you know, a team from Pudong, and I was to go and look for players. Actually, the first person I asked was Todd Pearson and Gino.
And
neither of them played for the Bashers for another 4 or 5 years. I said, thinking of setting up, a team, but Gino were keen as mustard, and of course they never did play. But getting back to God, I actually met a priest just by accident. He came to the ground and he played a game. And it was from the Catholic Church in, I think, in Shujiahui, or the one near Shujiahui. I don't know the name of it. Saint
something. Saint Augustus or and Ignatius? Ignatius.
Is it Saint Ignatius?
I think so. It was a trivia question back at the prof's last quiz, wasn't it?
I don't know, man. I was pretty drunk. But anyway, carry on, Terrett.
Well, I never entered the cathedral, the church, or whatever it's called. Having declared myself an atheist when I was 12 at St. Patrick's College, Strathfield, a very Catholic school. So, but regardless, I like to pretend I'm a Catholic sometimes when it fits. And so I said to the priest, can you give us a blessing on our team? This is before we had a team. Mm. And so he said, we'll give a blessing at the next Mass or the following Sunday at Mass. I think it turned out to be a curse rather than a Mass, but, you know, a blessing. So, but yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. And actually the Bashers start off with a blessing in St. Ignatius Church in Shujiahui.
Because your average, batting average would suggest that there was no praying going on at all, mate.
Well, actually, that first season, my average was wonderful. It was just the following years, obviously, you never saw any Bashers turn up to the into the pulpit, and so they just said, well, forget it. We went around the pews, so, you know, obviously the Bashers went downhill from there.
What do you miss the most, man, about being so far away from the Bashers at the moment?
Well, coming back to Sydney has been a sobering experience. Actually, getting back is quite strange because all of a sudden, no one that you know is close by. You have to, you know, everything has to be planned 2 weeks in advance. I've been playing cricket there, and I'm playing cricket with a social team, and they are the Bashers, you know, Bashers equivalent in Sydney. And the reason is because it's a competition of 5 teams. They've been going on for 11, 12 years or something. And they're all ex-musos or producers of music or, sorry, or they're current musos or ex-musos or whatever.
So they're drug addicts, mate.
Oh, they're absolutely and utterly drug fucked. You know, these guys are in their 40s. And, you know, there's a guy there who must be about 46, 47. He's got the ponytail. You remember the ponytail that...
Yes,
you
know, yes.
The long ponytail that we had in the late
80s. The grain ponytail. You know,
Australia.
you call it Bay, don't you?
This just sounds like a whole team of Paul Howard.
Yeah, essentially it is. Except the drugs are a lot harder.
So the question arises, is this the next Bash's franchise? Because there's a race on here, mate.
Yeah, or could this be, maybe we could set up a cup with them, mate, maybe play them once a year?
They've already agreed to the Sydney Bashers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the first week I was there, I said, you guys are perfect for being the Sydney Bashers. The following week, they're all being so drug-fucked, I said, oh, it's great that you guys are the Sydney Bashers. They said, the what?
There's also the prospect of the Wooshie Bashers. And now that the Prof is heading back down, perhaps the Adelaide Bashers.
I'll tell you what, mate, that'd be drug-fucked, the Adelaide Bashers.
It's the prospect of the Wooshie, is it?
Well, there's a prospect, mate. Let's go back to 2008, mate, because we're asking everyone we talk to tonight what their highlights of 2008 were, the 2008 season. Can you remember?
And we want playing highlights followed up by social highlights, please.
Well, playing highlights, we had a bit of a duel in Sanjay. I forgot what it was, his nickname again?
Poojabber or something like that.
We call him the new and improved Sanjay.
Original Basher Sanjay.
Talk around the campfire is that he's going to play for the Devils before he leaves.
Yes.
So we're fucking...
Fucking tanker.
Yeah. Sanjay, if you're listening, fuck you, mate. Come back and play for the Bashers. What are you into?
On behalf of myself, Naomi, and my young son, Sanjay, go fuck yourself. that is horrible.
Anyway, social highlights, mate. Any of those? Did you turn out to any social functions during the year?
Definitely the bus. Getting the buses to go to the ground was just wonderful. And then that thing, like the minute we got the bus, there was a bit of a murmur. It was only a murmur, but people were thinking, you know, should we actually smoke on the bus? Should we smoke on the bus? And a couple of people looked at each other, should we smoke on the bus? And there was the back. Already with a cigarette in his hand, rolling a joint. So, and of course, one of the highlights of the socially was the social team itself, and how many of you played a big role in that.
Yeah.
And of course, one of our oldest members, Dean Upthorne, who's been a member since 2004, but played his first game in 2008. So that's got to be a highlight. So.
but other social highlights for you in 2008, surely, mate. Surely, mate, I hear you've got a little Willy. Let's hear about that.
Yes, I have got a little Willy. Actually, he's a little big Willy, actually, because he's enormous. He was, the doctor said when he was born, because he was born at 4.65 kilos.
What's that in pound?
How many cricket balls is that?
What's that in pound? Like, how much would it cost to buy it?
That's a pretty heavy bat.
That's 3.85 cricket balls.
Well, okay.
Cricket balls weigh 2 pounds, so about 5 or 6. Five and a half cricket balls.
Cricket ball. It's 140K when I'm bowling, mate.
the doctor, because he was born cesarean, and the doctor said that this is the biggest baby we've had except for the only babies that are bigger, babies that Tongan women give birth to.
What?
And Tongan babies usually come out about 5 to 6 kilos.
Tongan
is about 12, 13 pounds.
Mm. Oh, yes, Jesus.
Anyway, moving on to international matters.
Oh, cool. International cricket. We would like to know, what do you think at the moment of the state of Australian cricket, which is pretty much the skid mark and the underpants that is international cricket? What's happening, mate? Talk us through it. Why are you so shit at the moment?
Well, there's no backwards and coming forwards here, Hammer. Obviously, I'm talking to a couple of Kiwis, and apparently, you know, New Zealand, you know, what are fucking New Zealand, you know, honestly. But whatever, they're a lovely bunch of people, and but I don't think I don't think Australian cricket's that bad at all. And to be quite honest, I have no doubt that Australia will win the current series in South Africa about 2-1. Philip Hughes, the new opener. I reckon he will score hundreds back to back for all three tests, or back to back to back.
Is he related? Well, what about your captain, though, mate? Because I've just pulled up a couple of quotes that I've seen today. I'll read one first from A.B. de Villiers, who's a South African. I definitely don't mind seeing Australia bat and having Dale Steyn and Michaela Nintini and Mornay Morkel running on first thing in the morning. So all very, very positive stuff there.
Basically,
then we've got Ricky Ponting. You've heard of him?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, Ricky. Yeah. You've probably seen him down at the Beefsteak.
He was in, no, I didn't see him in the Beefsteak, but apparently about 3 months ago, because he lives in Cronulla. You know, he's a famous Tasmanian, but he actually lives in Cronulla these days.
Does he support the Sharks?
And he was driving home, and as he pulled into the street, there was a... Yeah, the Sharks. Yeah. But he was driving home, and as he pulled into the street, there was a whole bunch of kids playing on the street, playing cricket. And, of course, they had to pick up the bin because the car was going through, and as they went past, he said, hey, mate, you want to play with us? I think they know Ricky Ponting lives there. And so Ricky drove into his driveway, parked the car, and played with the kids for half an hour.
They probably bowled him out a few times.
I'd like to see Daniel Vittori do that.
Anyway, the quote from Ricky Ponting, blah, 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 I'll skip the first part. We can't forget that some of these guys are playing their fourth, fifth, and some of them playing their first test out there. Now, apart from the mathematics involved in that, that doesn't sound very positive, and it just sounds like an excuse before they've even bowled a ball.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, don't you?
I think it's a position that we've never seen Australian cricket in at the moment.
I saw Glenn McGrath in 1995 at the Wacker. I was at university in Perth, at the Wacker Ground in Perth, and Glenn McGrath came in, and I turned to my friend, and I said, that bloke's going fucking nowhere. He's fucking hopeless. He was flat-footed. He's got nothing. And he didn't get a wicket all day. And I said, that's the last time you'll ever hear. I think I pronounced his name Glenn McGrath. Because he never seen him again.
And of course, the bloke you were talking to was the chairman of the Australian selectors, and that's why you never got a game, mate.
Anyway, I think what we're getting at is we've never seen Australia in this position before in international cricket. And you think they'll bounce back? I mean, they're going to South Africa, and it's going to obviously be pretty tough over there, mate. You think they can win?
Well, like we said, I think they can win 2-1, and if they do, then they'll get the number one title again. And being number two is better than being, I don't know what New Zealand is, probably 8 or 9. Depends on how many cricket teams, national cricket teams, there are in that ranking, but I guess they're down near the bottom.
See, cause
but at least they're one. If they're not one, they're two.
Because to me,
if they're not two, they're one.
To me, they sort of represent at the moment a really desperate gambler who's pretty much lost everything and is just still gambling. You know, I think they're on the downward slide and they need to accept that and not say that they can win when they know that they can't because they're going to get a hiding in South Africa.
Desperate gambling against South Africa. Yeah. There was a test series in New Zealand just recently.
By the way, if anyone has anything to say to Hammer about that, broadcast@basherscc.org is the email address.
Yeah, so you can email, abuse me, you can put forth any suggestions or any questions, and I will forward them to Neil and he will answer them. Could you write up an article about how exciting it was to be involved with the first Bashers broadcast and how honoured you feel to be involved?
I'm absolutely honoured. I've already taken my pants off. I'm that honoured.
You had your pants off before we started this. We said, where are you on the webcam, mate? What are you into?
Jeez, hang on. I'm going to put them back on real quick. All right. Ciao. So, Jim.
Off and rolling. All right, we're going to hit right back right now with a segment called Around the Wicket. It's brought to you by Cooker Pies. Paul Howard, if you're out there, chuck a few pies our way, mate. We've put your name to it, but we've got no commitment from you. Anyway, we're going to start off international cricket news. The South African tour of Australia. Interesting this year. Really put the Aussies on the back foot. I will ask you, Andy Scott, what did you think about it?
I thought it was, obviously cricket the winner.
Cricket was the winner on the day, was it?
For the entire tour.
Okay. All right, I'll ask you, Neil. What did you think about it?
Well, I don't normally pay much attention to when the minnows are playing cricket.
Yeah. Like I said, you don't do it at the Special Olympics. No. But anyway, keep going.
Well, it was interesting. I would liken it when we were talking to Shrek before. It was interesting to see the change of minds. And even with Shrek himself, who mentioned that 2-1 he was predicting for the current tour for Australia and South Africa. A couple of years ago, the Australians wouldn't be happy with anything less than 3-love.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice. It's almost like the high school jock being beaten up by the kid in the wheelchair. That's the way I see it, because it's so good to see the guy that thought he was so fucking cool losing. And I think they'll go to South Africa, and I think they'll get a hiding, mate.
And for you South Africans out there, once again, Hammer's address, broadcast at bashescc.org.
Anyway,
nothing wrong with being in a wheelchair.
Send us your hate mail.
Send the hate mail. Anyway, but we were talking to Tara tonight, and he said he thinks that they can bounce back. I don't know, mate. I'm not convinced. I don't think they have what they used to have. They haven't got the players.
They don't have the bowling.
They don't have the batting, mate. All they've got is the uniform.
They'll call it gold all they like, but it's canary yellow.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what goes on in the South African tour, and I'm sure if any of you contact Matt Ryan, he will give you very good odds on Australia versus South Africa and South Africa. My personal opinion, you're going to get raped, Australia, and fucking take it.
So let's enjoy move on to cricket the way it was meant to be played, the Indian-Sri Lankan.
Indian-Sri Lankan game.
Pakistan-Sri Lanka.
Neil will talk us through a bit of that. Come on.
Well, I'm not sure if the test is actually over yet. It seems to have been going on for quite some time. I caught a bit on the telly the other day. Does anyone know the email address of the groundsman at the Karachi National Stadium?
I think there'd be a lot of dots in there, mate.
What's his game? It's impossible to take a wicket on that wicket.
Well, the thing about playing in the subcontinent, it's like cooking a good curry, mate. You just let it brew. You got fucking the first... Well, I'm looking here, mate. The first total, 644. Even then, you're looking at one inning. And followed up... Wait a minute. Let me just fucking get on with Matt. 765. I mean, it's not cricket, mate. I don't know what's going on there. Someone should send...
Well, nothing taken away from the likes of Eunice and co. I mean, score 300 anywhere and you're doing well, you know, just have the patience to do that.
This is what interests me. A guy in the Pakistani team down there batting number 8, Yasser Arafat.
For his Nobel Prize winning terrorist who's now dead. That's quite good.
Well, interesting. Very interesting. Anyway.
I want to put a bit of a shout out to poor... Summer Wawera. Oh, damn. I've been practicing that all day. Summer Wawera. He scores 231. Now, who wouldn't be proud of that? Who wouldn't be happy with that?
He'd be happy with fucking 231.
Yeah.
And he's only the third highest scorer in the first innings. And add to that, he's the only bloke on the Sri Lankan team who didn't get a bowl.
So he really didn't do a lot to contribute to his success, is what you're saying.
All he did was put about 50 fucking letters on the score sheet with his name, mate.
By the way, keep listening, because there's $100
billion.
$100 billion question coming up.
Okay, that's around the grounds. Brought to you.
We haven't been... who else is playing?
All right, what else we got?
What do we got?
England are playing somewhere, but we're not so worried about that. India and New Zealand.
India and New Zealand.
It started today.
Today was the first 2020 New Zealand won.
I'm very impressed with how excited the New Zealelanders are about this.
Yeah,
I mean, the rugby season's already started, but they're all excited about this cricket tour with India.
I think the whole reason behind it is well, Australia weakens, we strengthen. You know, we beat them in the rugby league, we beat them in the rugby. We should have beaten them in the cricket. And I think now we're getting more excited about sports like this.
Hammer's a Kiwi.
Yeah.
A broadcast at Bashescc.com.
Andy, could you tell us what's going on in the American cricket scene at the moment?
It's the winter time, so everyone's getting ready to go to spring training, I assume, down in Florida.
For cricket. All right, moving on. We'll move on to a segment we call the General Sledge. I'll direct the first question to you, Andy. What was your highlight of 2008, man?
The highlight of 2008 had to have been the Bachelor's Awards dinner, actually, at Delhi Zakai.
Of course, there was the Angry Wives Club picnic.
Bachelor's Family Day.
Yes, which that was a great day.
And why do I point out, it was a great day for the 2020 squad too, because we had them in big shit early on. Denzel fucking got his bat caught up in his pantyhose and run himself out. Terra Turner was out, caught behind off the first ball. Scooby was bowled out by yours truly, and they were in big shit. Anyway, they came back to win, but all in all, a good day for the Bashers that day.
Yeah, I missed most of that. I was on the bus with the ladies drinking champagne.
No! What a fucking crowd pleaser. Anyway, for me, I'd have to say social highlight of the year, although I missed it and couldn't be there, would have had to be the brawl on the Bund. You got two Bashers, two guys that played for the Bashers, bashing the shit out of each other. One Punch, Divinal, and Roscoe Credit Punch. I never saw the fight, but... I saw the DVD.
I can tell you the next one's coming up June the 13th. Yeah. Keep that in your diaries.
For me, that would have been an event that would have been a must see, and I missed it anyway.
You're in for the next one, mate. You're going to pull the
belt. I don't know. Me and Pilkington, mate, apparently. Anyway, playing, I would think, watching Sanjay bat. He went pretty well this year and put a few over the fence and into a few Buicks. But Sanjay, if you're listening, you can't fucking go play for the Devils. All right, moving on again. Credit crunch and its effects. How do you think it's going to affect the Bashers this year, guys?
I would say that based on the fact that a lot of our top-rung talent comes from overseas, whereas most of the other teams seem to have a few ringers that have no lives, so they live in Shanghai full-time, it's going to affect us a lot because a lot of the people such as Sanjay are getting pulled out and heading back to the US or back to India or back to Australia. Whereas people like the anti-basher, for example, he's got nowhere else to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate, to smell us, you'll be listening too, mate. You'll be listening. That was pretty harsh, mate. But anyway, good on you. Love it. Love it. How do you think it's going
to
affect us?
Well, it's to do with money, right?
Well, apparently.
Yeah, I don't understand. Move on.
I think we're going to lose some good personnel this year, but I think that the Bashers, there's a lot of ingenuity in us, mate, and we can fucking overcome this, and we fucking will. And through things like the Bashers broadcast and stuff like that, we'll get more players. So
Road trip.
We'll be fit.
Hello.
Mr. Lapthorne.
Hello. You got
the hammer here, mate. Ringing up for a bit of an interview about the social events, the social calendar for this year. What can you tell us? What's in the pipeline? What do you got organised, mate?
It's all happening. Credit crunch or no credit crunch, this will be the biggest year in Bash's history, well, bar perhaps last year, the year before that, and the year before that. Hope you're getting this quick. Can you hear me clearly? If not, just jump in.
Well, mate, I've never heard you clearly in my life, mate. But I'll tell you.
What
do you have? What do you got in the pipeline? I mean, all you just said now was all hot gas, mate. You got what events you got organised? I've got another question for you here, Dino. Now the credit crunch is set in. It's biting. Maybe these overseas international cricket tours are not going to happen. We're talking about trips to Suzhou, trips to Wuxi, trips to Nanjing. Could this be in the pipeline?
Suzhou, Wuxi, with Nanjing, I'm thinking, or possibly Ningbo. Hello, Ningbo. That's got a nice ring to it.
Hello, Ningbo. You know, and this is another thing that was chucked around before. For a social event, Bash's hosting speed dating. Could it happen or not?
Oh, no. Whereabouts?
Mel Collins has been talking about it, mate. He needs a date, apparently. He was all for it.
I'm all for that. Well, you know, I'll just start to shout this out there now to everybody. Put it on the table. The more suggestions, the better. Now, in all seriousness, we've got we're trying to do a credit crunch brunch soon. Obviously, the drinks will start up proper within the next few weeks. It's been a bit slow for the crunch, but we've got the SCC AGM coming up soon. So get out there and see that. We're going to do more social events. The mini Olympiad we're going to do as well. Obviously, a few pub crawls while everybody's still around and still alive and still have money in their pocket. So, it will be all happening. As they say, coming to a cinema near you very soon.
Yeah, very nice, mate. Anyway, Luce, thank you for your time, mate. Go away, have a shave, sort yourself out, and we'll talk to you next week. And we might even have you on the show, mate, if you don't cop out and fucking not turn up.
Just to remind everyone, Lucy's email address, social@bashescc.org. Any ideas? Send them his way.
$100 billion question.
$100 billion.
All right, we're on. $100 billion question.
We have the $100 billion question.
Lay it out for us, Hammer. What is it?
I have $100 billion. I have it sitting here, and being the generous character that I am, I'm willing to give it to someone who can answer this question correctly. So, question is, what match has produced the most sixes in any 2020 international?
That's the one.
Send your responses to
broadcast
at bashescc.org. The first one to register with the correct answer will receive
$100 billion.
Well, of course, we're talking to Cranky, all right, here. We've been asking everyone, basically, what their highlight of 2008 was as a basher.
Playing highlight of 2008, I would say making double digits for the basher.
Oh, your personal highlight.
Sorry,
we can see what kind of
highlight.
Captain you were. You cared about your own personal highlight.
Doesn't mention Basher's Day.
No, not winning a match or anything like that. Just the fact.
Just a personal highlight.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell! It's all about the individual scores, right?
Yes.
A true Basher to the core. So, Cranky, could you please give us a quick update on the AGM and the SCC and what is going forward with next year?
Well, with regards to next year, you guys are going to have to wait till Monday. Monday we'll be sending out a full circular of the proposed AGM agenda and where the Shanghai Cricket Club will be going for 2009. There's a lot of interesting stuff happening, and I'm sure you guys will look forward to it because it's a lot more concise and a lot more uniform than the last few years. So I highly suggest that when it is sent out, that all bashers take a look at it. And for all of those who are going to the AGM, they are prepared to answer some questions or actually have questions for the SEC. And hold a second.
So, Denzel, basically what you're telling us is that you can't tell us anything.
Well, at the moment I can't say anything because apparently I still have to draw it all up.
I'm glad to see that nothing has changed in terms of your leadership capabilities.
Exactly. I believe in maintaining an even strain. There's no need to change. when everything, if the wheel's not broken, let's not fix it.
Okay.
Well, the Bashers are going to sweep the awards, obviously.
I've had privy to the nominees and who the winners are, I can say safely that there is very, very, very good chance that there will be quite a few happy Bashers.
You're just selling tickets right now, mate. You're just selling tickets to this thing.
just remind us, where is it? When is it? Just tell us about it.
The AGM awards night is on the 7th of March. It's at the Ramada Hotel. Come on down, bring the family, bring friends, people who don't even play cricket, bring them down, get the information to us as quick as possible. It's only 250 RMB a head. It's drink as much as you can for 3 hours. There's a dance. There's dinner. There's even going to be music from Burchett himself, although I haven't asked him yet, but I'm sure
there's dancing and music?
Yep, there's dancing and music. It's going to be good fun. So it's not just for cricket. The AGM is only for an hour. The rest is all dinner and party and a good time for 4 hours afterwards and get everybody down. And it's also our chance to wear our Basher blazers and show up to the rest of the cricket guys.
What more excuse do you need?
All right, I'm a fucking legend. I'm going to introduce you to the Basher's poem that has been quite... it's fucking rubbish. Anyway, here we go. There once was a Basher called Thomas. Through bare goggles quite the Adonis. A distinguished sort of chap who knew much useless crap. Now the credit crunch has taken him from us.
Perfect.
See you next week.